Oh my god.
Oh no.
But so we'll get off this topic, but if any listeners are looking for a good COVID activity, MTV Spring Break content is like a great thing to dive into.
Because it's super weird.
You know, the age demographic of people attending those spring break events is very questionable, I'd say. Like, you don't know.
Oh.
I don't know how loose they were.
Oh, you don't know.
And then, like...
They're not IDing extras.
Every other segment or, like, cutaway was, like, the wet t-shirt contest. Like, the foam contest. They did, like, a foam contest where it was, like, you had to come out, like, only wearing foam and then, like, wrestle.
I guess the accessibility of hardcore porn is what made that go away.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because nobody's just, like, watching basic cable, like, oh, man, I really want to see a girl in a bikini right now. Fuck.
Yeah.
Just some guy watching. Some guy getting pissed off watching the TV because he's like, man, what, they haven't shown a girl in a bikini. Fuck! Why haven't they shown a girl with a bikini?
Another insurance commercial? What the fuck?
He's just holding lotion.
Yeah.
Holding lotion. Damn. So mad. Just flicking like,
oh my god. Dang it.
Wanna see some sex.
Fuck. Where's the scantily clad babes? What?
Fuck. I'm hurting my throat. My throat hurts from I've been yelling.
I know.
I've been yelling on this I've been fucking
I mean,
fuck.
this podcast has really bounced around, but I'd say if there's any theme that has accidentally come out of this, it's that we're both introduced to sexuality through the television, which is very bad.
Yeah, very bad.
And also,
very bad.
Especially when it's like just some weird shit. I don't think it negatively affected me. It probably stunted me, if anything, because I was just like,
yeah.
Well, neither of us were like, you know, successful romantically in high school.
Yeah, like it's yeah, it's like a form of sexuality that is like it's like so much more simple than like what actual sex is.
Yeah.
And so like it would have been better if I had just seen porn.
Yeah. No.
As like a child.
Then like the first like sexual thought I've had involved like lit performing my own worst enemy at spring break, and I see like a wet t-shirt,
right?
Like,
yeah.
No,
exactly. I remember like the first sexual thought I had as like a child, just thinking about like, oh man, imagine if I was just with 5 25 year old women in bikinis and I was like 7, like, you know, because like that's the MTV form of
and
sexuality.
Like, no plan.
Is like,
you don't have a plan either. It's just
no,
like,
exactly.
Just like,
just
what
like,
if I was
yeah.
with them?
What if hanging I was out. Just hanging out, but they're here too? Because I didn't know about. It's so it's such a like weird fragmented version of sexuality.
Yeah. I know
because
you're
like
do.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what I would do, but yeah. I know I like seeing boobs pushed up in a, you know.
Oh, I had no idea what those things looked like either.
Right.
When I first saw them, I was like,
no.
Huh? What? What the
yeah.
fuck? I was,
yeah.
Years later, I just had like a mental
sure.
image. Yeah, I think I just thought yeah. boobs looked like a bra. Like.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
did you
from
have
like
a-
drawings that kids would do, you know. But
I had like a go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say that like MTV contributed in another way of like I was just watching clips from the Andy Dick show because of his you know his appearance on Wife Swap, and there was so much shit where I would like hear something and I'd be like trying to still get this understand the sketch and like
yeah.
not know what a blowjob is, and then like that's like the first time I heard it, and I would just try to get it from like
oh yeah
I would try to find out what it is from context clues. Within the Andy Dick show or like whatever
right.
dumb show I was watching. So like often like finding out like what I'd be wrong, of course. Like I'd be completely wrong.
Right.
Like
oh yeah, I mean that's like an insane thing about just sort of like basic cable sexuality as a kid is like you like I definitely saw like a woman suggestively eating a banana way before I saw like an actual blowjob.
I vividly remember the Tom Green show was the first time I heard the word slut, because he had the slut mobile.
But the slut mobile.
But the sluts were blurred out on the car, so I didn't even know. I was like, I vividly remember this, like thinking to myself, like, oh, I should totally know what that is, but I don't. Like, kind of like sitting there by myself, pretending I know what it is. Like, oh yeah,
right.
That's funny. Like, that's really funny what he did, and just being like, I wonder what slut means, and just kind of like I made up a thing that it meant, and I don't know. I definitely wasn't right. I don't think I was like comically far off, you know, but it is like a very weird place to learn about like anything sexual.
I think I told you about that time I was watching Pirates of the Caribbean with my cousins, or I was on my way to.
Okay.
I didn't end up watching it. This is very this is a very embarrassing, like, child fucking baby wussy.
Okay.
Bitch shit. But I was like a little kid, and my older cousin took me to see Pirates of the Caribbean with his friend Casey.
Yeah.
Right. And he goes, they're driving me. I don't know how old I was. Pretty young at the time.
Okay.
I think too old to have reacted the way I did.
Yeah.
But
the audience at home friend,
his friend goes, hey Brandon, do you know what a chode is? He goes, yeah, do you know what a chode is? And they're like both laughing, and I was like, what is that? And they're like, yeah, a chode is when you've got like a like, yeah, it's like a dick that's like short but like big, like fucking, like, you know, like he was describing the shape of a chode, and I got scared.
We got scared.
I called my mom. I was like, they were like, oh, do you have a chode? And I was like, I don't want to be in a position where I'm being asked these kinds of questions right now.
Oh my God.
And like, I was immediately just like, I didn't know how to roll with the punches. I was a young guy. And so I'm like, you know, and then as soon as they parked, I called my mom, like, mom, please come pick me up. They just asked me if I know what a chode is, and I did not know what a chode is, and I would really just appreciate if I could just be at home right now, away from this mess.